Understanding the Past with Tebogo Mofete on the best tea in the city.
I think today was going to be a sunny day, but a problem. You were coming through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what happened to that?
Yeah.
What happened to that?
Your guardians were like, let it rain.
My guardian was like, let it rain.
Let it rain.
But as you know, go to Mtana we like so you wanna have a hole, so get a makapu.
Ah, mara network right now. Yeah, scramble.
Yeah. How do you know?
Yeah, I know. You guys under cloudy conditions. DSTV.
Do you probably know because you're one of us?
Yeah?
Do you probably know because you're one
I
of us?
I just know. I'm very knowledgeable.
I'll put you there.
I'm very knowledgeable. Good morning.
I'm good, and how are you?
You good?
I'm good. I'm excited. It's been a long year.
Yes.
I'm happy. I'm alive. I'm kicking. Everything is fine. And yeah, let's see how it goes today. And today is probably my last one.
The last one for the year.
The last one for the year. And probably we will engage again with the listeners of Kaya 959 next year in February. Yeah. I think in Jan.
Yesterday, yeah. I was asking a simple question that, you know, November, the last week of November signals the end of the year.
Yes. Definitely.
Why? Because, I mean, December gives us just 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And that is the festive.
Exactly.
So are you ready to say goodbye to 2025, or was it so good that you wanted to at least extend a bit?
I think I've already said goodbye to 2025 in September already.
Yeah.
You know, in our calendar.
I've already said calendar, yeah, the humans.
Oh, yeah, the humans, okay.
Yes, please.
Spirituality.
Yeah.
But I'm also ready to say goodbye to 2025 and looking forward to 2026. I think 2025 has been a bit of a challenging year, a lot of difficulties.
Is it?
Yeah, a lot of things. People went through a lot, and I would pick up from the people that will come and consult with Mukulu. People had a lot of depression, anxiety, and a lot of worries. So there's a lot of people were concerned about a whole lot of things.
Mm.
And, you know, it was heavy issues of relationships, issues of work, issues of money, issues of people seeing themselves as not, you know, getting through or not growing, you know,
yeah,
in terms of their lives. But we managed to pull through, and we definitely hope that 2026 is going to bring changes, but positive changes and good changes that will benefit us.
I'm asking you, Obizumbo Zagaba Twatla Mkomkulu, you.
I've grown a lot spiritually. I've grown as a person. I've had my own share of challenges that I've managed to overcome.
Mm.
Some I'm still fighting them. But nevertheless, I've grown, and I'm happy with what I've achieved.
Mm.
What was given to me this year, it was what was meant for me. So
yeah.
I'm enough with that. I'm content with that.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that next year I'm going to get more of what I really want. And I also hope that next year the universe will still favor me as it has this year.
All right.
Yes.
Let's get on with it without any waste of time. I don't have her name here. Good morning. If you can just unmute there so that we can hear you. It just says user.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm good, and yourself, T?
Yeah, your name and your date of birth.
I'm good. Tandimbele Mtweni, 1975-03-07.
Your question?
To the medium, I would like to connect with my late husband. It's been a year since he's passed, and I don't have closure at all.
Oh, but no.
Okay. I'm speaking to
Tandi.
I was, yeah. Tandi, okay.
It's Tandi Mbele Mtweni.
Okay. Right. I'm seeing the May month. Is there any connection with your late husband connecting to the month of May? I'm seeing the May month, and I'm seeing the two kids. Do you have two kids with him?
No.
Or there's two kids related to his passing?
I have two kids, one that married me, then he also married my daughter, and then I have one son with him, so it's two kids.
Okay, so the two kids are connected to you guys because he married your daughter.
We happily naman.
So spiritually, the two kids are yours. You know,
yes.
Although the other one biologically is not her, is not,
yes,
his, but spiritually, is you. I've explained now. The May month. What is the connection of the May month with Abuti?
Yeah.
What's happening in May with
connection
your
to the death of Abdul?
There's no connection. I don't know any connection.
He's peacefully resting, but there's sort of like a conflict of money or the issues with money connecting to his death, or things that Batlonghudu Lukisa regarding the money element, but connecting to his death. Do you know anything about that? You don't know anything about that?
Yes, like when he passed, his sister, our contributor, anything, and Nebasa Utlwani, and I had to move out of the family house because the sister-in-law took over, and Nasarat, because we were staying in the house. It's his parents' house, Mara. We were staying there for like 18 years, and I had to move Libana.
Okay. So it could be because of the conflict and the money element. The sisters did not contribute, and the sister-in-law wanted to take over, like you're explaining to Mkulu now. He says to me, I must tell you that you must not really get worried about a lot of things. He's definitely watching over you. So do not really worry about a lot of issues. He says, time and again, if there's things that you want, or you want clarity of understanding of, you need to go through his grave and then talk to him using a white candle and water. He was a very hands-on person, but he was also a hard worker. But what he battled with, to the universe, it looked like he battled with the longest time. So now he feels like he's in a better position. He's raising a name of Tato. Tato, what connection do you have with that name? Aussie, the name ya Tato?
No, Tato.
Was there any relation to Tato? The white car relating to him?
No,
or
I don't.
The white
I
car?
Don't have. My stepson is driving a white car.
Yeah.
His son.
We feel like Rahad.
Aswa, my husband.
Okay, so or Ashebe the white car, or Ashokomele the issues with the white car. So it looks like there's going to be something, could be a bad thing, like an accident or something like that, relating to the white car. Uba kataba ya also lo go hlambololo kapa go tlhapisetswa. But or wena o motho ka reng o dumela mo kreking or o follow ntho tsa krek. What is the understanding ka puo ya hai?
Yeah, ke tlhapile. So the problem is because my sister-in-law, Uriena, she doesn't do these traditional things. Na ke tlhapile go.
Okay.
So I was worried from my home, but on his side
it looks like Musebeti was not done.
So I'm worried for maybe question. Yes, at all.
Okay, it's fine. It's more of than if it's well like this, it's more of now since I be like that part. So maybe if Ikaluki say it's well, and then also retail tabadi pashos are high, the links in the around Morena or in our space, Hofana Katona, just to run to Morena, so we can heal from the grieving process and be able to continue Gabo Pilobaren. Because spiritually, he's there, he is definitely following you, but he needs you to be reassured that everything will be fine. Making sense?
It makes sense. And then, Mkulu, regarding Tabaya, Yahor, maybe 20 gift. On his side, can you help me with that?
Yeah, but it's something that we can do offline.
Yeah,
if you can listen to the numbers, then Mukul will be able to assist. Ne? So just after the show, I'll give the numbers and then we'll take it from there.
All right, all the best, is Tandy.
Oh yes, and yeah, thank you so much, T.
Thank you,
Mr. Mfete.
Thank you,
only a pleasure. All right, Banele, good morning. Switch on your mic, please. Morning, Banele.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Dumelam Kulu.
Kitonga, Banele.
My name is Banele Khonto Sayana. The date of birth is 920520.
Give it to us in words.
Oh, okay. 20th of May, 1992.
Okay.
All right. Question?
in the end. I'd appreciate a general reading.
Okay.
When a person says, I appreciate a general, it is like they want a whole reading. So that is what they have to come for when they consult with Mkulu. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Please be specific. Okay. Career-wise and my spiritual journey.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to start with the spiritual journey. For me, it looks intact in the universe. But what I'm picking up from... I will see it, there's still a lot of doubt. So it's like you are doing something, but you're not sure if you're doing it correctly. But the people that are paying so much attention to it gave a talk about that, wow. But it looks like there's an issue of an identity or not knowing yourself from Koban that, wow. What is the issue with that? Okay, so the issue is with the father's side. So if she can pay attention from the father's side, she'll get clarity of But I was saying to her, as much as the gift comes from the paternal side, there's issues of an identity crisis, meaning that will impact or will cause the issues in terms of in terms of, and I said from her personally it looks like what's but there's doubt about it. So there's doubt because of the foundation where the gift comes from. Okay. That is the part of your spirituality.
Yeah.
In terms of the career, it's going very well, but the universe feels like she would want to reach for more and higher greener pastures and go out of that space and try something different. So I would advise her to say go into a different space, but space is more of statistics or something to do with financial things or finance. That's where ke mo abile moteng. And ke bona hape le gore sedimo sa se lela gore a itse mosebetsi wa sedimo or kare ke mphaso. The same thing corner from side of that way, because kimod is still moteng and kimod lo atlo krang understanding moteng.
All right, we got cut there for some reason. So yeah. Banela, I hope you got that reading. We'll be right back. Jess, good morning. Hello Jess. Unmute please so we can hear you. There you are.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
We can hear you now.
Loud and clear. I was Joyce, okay?
That's right. That's Jessica. Now, give us your birth date and your question.
So, I was born on the 7th of June, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would like to know about my career, relationship, money-wise. Yeah, change general.
Go pro gog!
Are we doing anything with approvals when it comes to your career? Are you in an office space, but do you approve something?
Yes.
Okay.
In the finance department, yes.
Yes, so there's approvals, so there's money, there's journals, there's balance sheet and all of that. So you're in the correct space. The only thing that if you say Mkhulu, I want to change, it will be change of environment, but not change of a career. So in terms of career, you are placed correctly. That's where your people would want you to be there and serve there and work or with finance matters. Ne? And the relationship thing is not like but it's you not giving it an ear to the person that you are in love with. You see? So when you get to, when you meet people, like you tend to be, you want to lead it. And the queen must not lead. You know, a king is made to lead. A queen is, she's meant to be pampered and be well taken care of. So that's why sometimes you feel like, the people by kopana le bona rutlwane gantle or kopare bona ne gantle, but there's love for you, you know. So give it time and be a bit more submissive. When you've got a partner, be more attentive, be more listening, pay attention and just be a darling in the relationship so that you enjoy being in there. You know, so if you're not a darling, then they can't love you. You know, they can't be a darling to you because you become somehow to this person.
A lioness.
So he doesn't know how to handle you. So be nice so that you also receive you know, the nice part of the person, Lenaker. The money issue, or when you talk about money, it will obviously say, okay, what is my source of money? Where do I get money from? So in your space, you get money from your income, obviously. So if you deal with the issues of the work issue, going for greener pastures, the money element will also improve. You know, that's how life it is. Mm-hmm. But if you say to me, Mkhulu, maybe I'm kibatla chelete because kibatla chelete, but I also want it not only kam sebetsi or kibatla try a business, then that's where I will say, yes, I'm tapping in now. Also concentrate on the business side for only some of the, you know, different
extra income.
So yep. Business could be either Rixa something. You know, you are good with people. You are a people's person. People love you. You've got a very good aura. So if you go about on Twitter, some people will, you know, they will receive it very well because it's connected to your personality, your character, and the aura that you'll be giving out to people. So you shouldn't struggle to say, ah, get lo rekis and then keep a stack ka stoko and all of that. No, people will support you. So look into that space as well. Kopo, rasale kreke ya kahai, but also age between 15 and 20
to have a son
ages, mm-hmm. So So I don't know what you know about that. If it's not around your space, it should be people around that you're connected to, either your immediate family or your distant relatives, but something to do with bukudi bangwana mushimane.
Okay.
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 All right.
All right.
Jesse, kabar obe stay soft, man.
Yeah, I'll try.
Hey! No, don't
so
try.
So you do acknowledge, do it. You know, you do acknowledge that there is you're a tough person, or you're not easily to be, you're not easily to be pleased, or you're not easily pleased, ne? That's the correct English. Yeah, you're not easily pleased, Iker. Yeah. So soften up a bit so that the other people also enjoy being around you. Ne?
All right. Thank you, Jess.
Can I talk about my father though? Is it fine?
What about the father?
What about your father? Quickly.
Like my father's side, because he has passed away, so like spiritually nothing.
You are not connected to them. Why aren't you connected to them?
I don't know.
Make a connection with them. You know what? In overall, Oscar Motomo more closed off as Jessica. When you are closed off, you will feel like people are against you or the world is against you. Be open a bit, because even with the issues of your father, it's not like there's a fight or anything. It's just you being closed off to their relationship and not wanting to know them more or engage with them more, but not to say when I give a talk, I say all these issues. There's no issues. It's a name so that you know and you understand that waha also aluko kai ke motomo yang and all of that.
Yeah.
Ne? Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll see you.
Bye bye. There you go. Now, lady, let's have you on.
That's a repeat.
Hi.
We need your birth date and your question.
Yes. My name is Naledi. I was born on the 4th of February, 1992. Mm-hmm. And I would like to look into career, love life, finance, as well as spirituality.
I think there's a pattern.
There's a theme here.
Career, love, life, finances. Okay. Mm. You do know that you've got a very strong personality. I'm not the first person to tell you that, Osnali Deker. And you do know that Osamali Wumkul, meaning that the people about Osamali Wana, Kibumkul, Kibuntatemkul. So sometimes when you're in a relationship, you will come out as a very strong person. Your partner might feel a bit intimidated or a bit threatened because you are authority. You are working with greatness, and the people of Asamalu and Agidi leaders, they don't want to be told what to do. They prefer to give other people instructions. Mm. So you understand those elements, ne?
Yeah, it's my challenge, but yes.
That's why I keep carrying the challenge. It's what I want you to accept. So I don't want you to see it as a challenge. I want you to embrace it and know that there's somebody out there for you who would accommodate you with all the things them cool
I like
the
highlight
dealing.
I like that.
One understand, right? So don't see it as a challenge.
Yeah.
To you, think it's a challenge, but there's somebody there, and I'm directly also keys happen into the life because when you are you possess all these things some cool dimensioning, then you've also have difficulties in terms of the relationship because at most times about understand they will perceive you as a what? As a controlling person. Ne? So but you are not. That's the way you are. That's your foundation. That's your character. That's your the inner part of you. So your prayer is that understanding a package etlang lemang le naledi wang understand that then o tlo bona gore go tloetsagalang. Your finances are a bit rocky. You are not good with your budget. It's all over the place. There's three things that I see that are stressing you. Something to do with a repayment. Can we close off those things? And then it came out on an improvement. Although in the month of March next year, I do see that some of the things, one or two things from the three things that I've highlighted, you're going to close them off. So that will also give you an improvement. But however, your finances are also highlighting something to do linklu. It could be ifela kunklu, or it could be rebatlosa something kunklu. What do you know about that?
Mm-hmm.
It's both.
So if I'm like to a better space.
I'm like a breadwinner back home, and
yes.
I actually want a home. So
yeah. So that's why keep. Yeah. So could keep the habit. So when we say include in the first part, it's you being a breadwinner at home, meaning if I'm like a higher, just to for the other people about to listen to have a better understanding. Ne?
Yeah.
And then lower at the same time or okay, if I'm so high, but then I give out my own space. Am I correct? So I want to get imunklung and something to link. So they are going to give you that. So the first blessings of life, mo pilong, go huhira like a high. As much as sometimes now you feel like it's a lot, but sidimo seri, do not pour from an empty cup. Do what you can do and do it to the best of your ability.
You save it,
and then if there's nothing, there's nothing, but save yourself. You know, you can't always say okay okay, or 200 rand or 200 rand go fail. Obviously you will give them half and also like a half. So look at the way you conduct. You are too much of a pleaser, and then there's an issue how you're open like no. You feel like when you have said no to another person, you have certainly disappointed them. But sometimes there must be a no, because that's how life it is. So guard those things, I get, and then not to be born. Making sense, ne? So in creator next year, you will move in your own space. That is something that you can look around the month of June, July, August. That's when the universe will open for you then, eh? And I'm seeing a connection with a tsepo. Tsepo kima?
Ay! That man is...
Tsepo.
What?
I know a tepo. It's someone that actually is attracted to me, but it's a different story.
Okay. Can we understand what tepo comes with? Because I think the issue is not you not wanting tepo. The issue is tepo coming with a package, and that's what bothers you. So can we can we unpack the package and this is how we're supposed to respond to Tepo. Tepo, I do like you, but however I feel like your baggage is a lot. Can you go and maybe when you have dealt with yourself, me and you can have a chance. Then I think that's what Tepo will now have an understanding. But when you say to me, Mkulu, Tepo akimobahatli, it does not necessarily mean you don't like him. You don't like what he brings or what he comes with. And the reality of life is that you would not necessarily get a person who's clean. People come with things.
Thank you.
It's how you deal with those things. You'll get an egg, you have to peel it off, you have to clean it, you have to polish it, you have to do all 1, 2, 3. There's nobody who's tailor-made for anyone. You know, we but where it's and to have a horrible beyond. So have an intelligence of some sort to deliver the issue at Tshepo. But nabang pile Tshepo, and I'm going to stand on it, and then bam pulitzor Tshepo koro omulukise ka tsela e ya.
Thank you. Nake feritse.
O tla mo nngwe no le wena nna ke steak.
Ke feritse.
O luki. Mara hape be ke penda divorce mara ke bona nako ile. Ai, o lukile.
O busy ka yona kere.
Yeah.
Yes. So you are in the right until. There's not much to add on it because you already made your decision. And you can't even say, Mkhulu, am I saving it? You are busy with it and you want to conclude it and get over and done with. So what I'm saying about is to say, Ntobitomileng, Ikatele, and that's, you've made a decision about it. So your heart, it decided. So go on with it. Do not feel guilty because through the decision that you took, there are reasons behind that decision. Mm-hmm. And they're not selfish reasons, but there are reasons that you don't already understand. And you're, okay, more of those decisions, you're also trying to save other people from the intrusive copa copa. So, all right, Molly Mudding.
Sharp, okay.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Thanks, Aus Naledi.
Not Feriz.
Raleboha.
Understanding the past with Teboho Mofete on the best tea in the city.
Indeed. Xoliswa, we're coming to you now. Please unmute us, we can hear you. Naledi, you can drop to make way for the other one. Thank you. Xoliswa, unmute if you can. There she is. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Tloli?
Hi. I'm good, thanks.
Quick one, your birth date and your question.
Okay, my birth date is 24 February 1993. And I would like clarity on career, love, and finances, please.
There you go.
The theme
is there. Love it.
Tloli, sorry. There's issues of an identity. So the way the Mkhulubamponsangateng, it could be an issue of the same name. Mm. The same name that you used, Tembane, kise name yaman?
Kise name
yaman? Kise name yaman? Or from Kokolinyalong or Kapako from Kobo Mewahai?
No. Kise name yahai.
So she was never married?
No, my mother's never married.
Okay so kise name yahai from Kobo Mewahai. Wenka from Kumiwahai. Yes. So meaning the mom was married.
No.
Give her Ntatwahai.
So Tembani is my grandfather.
Yeah, there's issues with that same name. So it could be that the way it's Alankateng, it's picking up on the foreigners or the foreign people. What do you know about the foreign people with the same name?
Sorry, what was the question?
Where's the surname from? Do you know?
Where does it originate from? In places about the foreigners, or about one country. Okay, so it's fine. So they say there's issues of an identity, meaning where the way the originality of the same name. It's a male short amounting. Nevertheless, it's fine. Let's move on with the reading. For you to be able to get more success, or for you to the ancestors hear you correctly or about very well, focus on site Diabo Mewahau. There's a grandmother from the maternal side, Olunghor Otama. She's following you spiritually. So again, Namoka named him Omubiza Kalibito, and then say Omubutari issues to Naliton because Kimoya Utuleti, Otokono Hulukisa Mo, Alukisa Muting, so that Hobeli clarity are some of the things that you go through.
Is this the grandmother or the great grandmother?
The grandmother.
The grandmother. Mm. Okay.
Then they also showed
from
the maternal side. Then they also showed that Amosebeti Lunghor. But it's more of, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's kisi dimo or kintu batlanki kima close, but it's more culturally. They say it's done yearly, so they say that thing needs to be done. Or ikonubledi into telling tedin zahao, not necessarily for you alone, but for the banabaling kasaiting alena using the same say name e wena bo isebedisang or e tswang ko bomme wa gao, not this one particularly, ne ya utlogela kere.
All right.
Yeah. Yes. Then they say there's a loss of a child. I'm picking up a loss of a child. O latlhetse ke ngwana?
No.
This year or the other years, was there anything to do with ngwana a latlhegileng?
Okay,
so ke bona go fetelwa ga ngwana. So it could be interesting. It looks or
isn't miscarriage.
Isn't like miscarriage. Yeah.
Okay.
So okay.
So there could be something like that. Do you know anything about it?
No, I don't know anything about it.
It's fine. So kupa kinto something it was hal. Then there's issue am sebetsi. Then there's a contract issue or ntorong komo sebetsi ngumatla ba ilukise in terms of how are you getting paid or benefits? What are you fixing with that?
So I am currently on contract. Mm-hmm. In terms of, is it going to be renewed? That's something I don't know.
Yes, contract. You want to know more contact? But if it's something to do with contact, come service in the benefits. But if you say so it means you say you about to renew, about to renew. Take care. But while it's being renewed, you also want them to pay attention to certain things or the conditions of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Because given an email that you wrote, sort of like you were voicing out your concerns, but through a written email. Am I correct? Is Mukulu correct?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So,
yes, it's correct.
Yes. So they say those things, udukupele, ditloetsagala. So you need to ukupe the universe to sort out those things or dikonoetsagala. So you are in the right space. So there's a chance, a high chance that the contract will be renewed. But however, the universe is waiting for you to say, here are the challenges of the contract. Here is what I've specified that I need.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can make it happen for going. Ya utlohala kere.
Okay.
Ya utlohala.
Thank you so much. All right. Okay.
Nice finances. Good one as you. Oh, it's sorted. It's connected. Okay. Lovely. Thank you, Koli.
No. Also, love.
Oh, love.
Hey.
Yes.
Madam Mutu, I can't understand the Mutu. How do you know Mutu?
No, I
can't
understand.
Hey, Koli.
Are you telling Mkulu?
Am I going to end up alone with a lot of cats or what?
Obulela Mkulu Maka, because Kim Munale Mutu Gwanle and Nakodi WhatsApp with Sakao.
Ach.
Go to your WhatsApp. And select from the WhatsApp. You see this thing, Yahori? I want a tailor made person with everything. It's not gonna happen. From the WhatsApp and the people that you're entertaining, select from there. And the name of the person starts with M. Select from
the
there.
The name of the person
starts with M. Give the M person.
That's
with M. Yes, attention. And kabam tokozizi, mkolisi, those kind of names. Reborn from the horkwe tzahala. Then ulukise moteng, and then otloborn. It's not tavata hornom kulu, I'm going to end up alone. If you are going to end up alone, it will be your choice. It's not going to be the universe's fault. They have given you the people that you can entertain and choose from. Kuena benosu tiste buwe na hore kibatlan tue kibatlan. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Bye-bye, Koli.
Interesting. But the priority here,
yes.
What we spoke about, the emails, pray about it. It will look. So I gave you confirmation. I gave you a reading, and I also gave you confirmation to say it's going to be sorted out.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Udubeli sama hamba yeto mo.
Wasupa.
Guru, what a year we've had.
It's been an amazing year. Thank you so much for the Kaya 95 line listeners that they've always given me space and a platform for me to come and share my gift with them. For people who'd like to get in contact with me, uh-huh, they can dial the number 067-392-3017, 067-392-3017. The other number is 079-820-5086, 079-820-5086. They can either call the number or WhatsApp the number, but my team they prefer WhatsApps a lot. Please let's not say mkulu, no, the money that you charge, blah blah blah. If you need help, you will come and get help. And if this is something the route that you want to take, just do it. And oskashabela komarao. And however, I think I'm not exactly sure. This might be the last episode of Is Kumbuzo. If it's not, it means the last episode was last week. But however, you can still catch me on Moja Love Channel 157 every Tuesday at 10. I'm on the other show again called Lara Not Golo. So I'm on the episode that's gonna start on the episode 6. So the first episode, they are for someone else. From the 6, it's me, it's Mkhulu. So that's something that you can look out for, I think, maybe late December or early Jan. Yeah,
right.
For that. But have a Merry Christmas. Arekene mo 2026 with love, care, and hope.
All right.
Okay.
All the best to you in the new year.
Thank you so much, Bertie.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.